Here's the big question. How do we as salespeople develop the right mindset, tactics, and skills to thrive in today's ever-changing, technologically advanced world? Welcome to the Sales Lab. This podcast is dedicated to the answer. All right, let's talk sales messaging. A lot of you are sending out ads on social media or postcards or e-blasts with sales messaging on it that you're expecting a certain response from, whether it's, you know, sending it out to your database or past clients or people that you're hoping to get new business from. You're sending out these messages and you're not necessarily getting the response you were expecting. You're not getting that new business come in. And I'm going to tell you why that's happening. Mainly because you're sending out a message that's not necessarily answering any sort of question that they might have. So you want to, what is called, enter the conversation in the client's mind. Now that sounds like a really great buzz phrase, but what the heck does that mean really, right? So what it means is you have to send out messages that answers questions or solves problems that they're already thinking about. Not that you think they want to know. You have to answer the questions and solve the problems that they are already wondering about. And you might think, well, how do I know that? You do, you just don't know where to look for it. And I'm going to tell you a few different ways that you can find what people want to know, specifically from you. Okay, so the number one place you can go to find where what people are looking for, what information people are looking for from you, is your email. Oddly enough, right? So what you want to do is go through some of those messages that people have sent you asking questions about certain things, such as, you know, what does the current state of the stock market mean for my home equity? What, you know, if I want to have an event at my office, how much insurance am I going to need? Right? What does I'm hearing a lot of this stuff about how people are stealing title from people electronically without me even knowing it. What can you do as a title rep to help me protect myself? All of those questions are probably coming to you, and you can develop your messaging around answering those questions. Instead of just sending that email back or making that call back to that one client, send the message out to multiples, because if they're asking it, most people will want to know the same thing. Okay? So that's the first thing. Check your email. Go through there, find the questions and problems that people have and solve them. Do a video just like this and blast it out to everybody. Okay? The next thing is you can do is go into, say, Facebook groups that you're a part of in your industry, whether it's real estate or insurance or title or healthcare, whatever it is that you're doing, that you're selling to, you want to find problems that other people in your position are having. And I guarantee you, they're talking about those problems in those forums. So they're asking you, say, hey, I have this situation with this client. How would you handle it? Or I just got this question from my brother, sister's, cousin down the line. They want to know, you know, the answer to this question. Whatever it is, you want to basically take that information. You don't have to engage in that group and start answering the question there. Take that information and craft your message around it. Because if other people's clients are asking those questions and having those issues, then I guarantee you yours are too. And you can start to enter the conversation in their mind with your messaging. The next thing you do is when you take that same approach, but put it into more of a person-to-person real-life scenario. When you're at your office or you're at a networking event or anything like that, ask people, hey, what are some of the most common questions you're getting from clients or potential clients or whatever it is? People coming into your open house, what are they generally talking about? Here's what I'm hearing. What are you hearing? Right? Anybody calling in about, you know, new auto insurance rates or anything like that, what are they asking you? What options are they looking for? Right? So you ask those people that are in your position, get what their clients are potentially asking them, and I guarantee you, you craft a message around it, your potential clients or your current database of people are already thinking those same things too. So instead of trying to send out messages that you think people want to know, like, hey, what's the value of my home? Most people aren't waking up in the morning going, gosh, wish I knew the value of my home today. No. But when they turn on the news and they see that the stock market is crashing or that we have this virus that's kind of potentially killing the world, what does that mean for me specifically in my situation? Not necessarily the value of my home, but what does it mean for my equity? What does it mean for what my what the trajectory of my equity might be over the next 18 months or 2 years, 3 years, right? Those are the questions they have and they want to know. We just had a rate reduction from the Fed. Most people think that that means mortgage rates are coming down. You as the mortgage professional have to get the message out there that that is not the case and here's why and explain it to them. You have the expertise. Just make sure that that expertise is coming out because that's what most people are thinking, okay? So instead of crafting messages that you think people want to know, go and find out what they're asking and craft your messages around that. That is how you enter the conversation in the prospect's mind, okay? Talk to you next time.